Welcome back. This is Andrea Samadi. Thanks so much for your continued support with this podcast. As we're completing our 15th episode, I'm getting a lot of feedback via social media messages. I'd love to hear more about what you think about these competencies and episodes and how they might be of use to you, whether you're working with students in the classroom, teams in the boardroom, or you're just looking to take your results to that next level. I can clearly see that the last lesson on self-regulation had strategies that were valuable. It does help me when I receive your feedback on what lessons you like and how you find that they're helpful. This was the most important competency when I was working with the school market, as everyone wants our students to learn how to self-regulate. It's also a crucial skill for adults to learn. This podcast is not only for you, but I'm learning with each interview and episode. When we started the end of June, it was to provide tools and resources for you. However, in this process, I'm getting the best education, which is a testament to the fact that we learn more when we teach others. Today, we have another student who we've brought back after 5 years of studying this material to see how these skills really do transfer from high school into your career for future success. There's nothing more exciting to me than watching those who can take their results to these higher levels. We all have the ability to do it and then experience the freedom of the life we know we created and had a vision for, usually one that seems so far off from reality, but with time, effort, and following that daily grind, one day we wake up and realize we're living the life that we had imagined. Then we're amazed as we look back connecting the dots that it wasn't rocket science, but just following a few simple principles through to completion. So few people follow these principles or do things in this certain way to get to these levels, which is why I'm hoping these episodes will offer tips, ideas, and strategies to help more people implement these concepts into their daily life. Today's guest is someone who's been a friend of mine since we published the Teen Performance magazine back in 2009. His name is Dante Dre Winrow, and he learned the power of networking when he was in high school, helping him to break into a career path that he'd never have the opportunity for without knowing certain people and doing certain things. Let's hear how Dante broke through to reach these higher levels of achievement.
So today I have a very special guest. His name is Dante Dre Winrow. Dante has been a friend of ours for many years. We interviewed him in about 2015 when he was in the Teen Performance magazine. He was always the first one to offer support for Achieve It 360, ideas, videos, suggestions. And what we want to do is find out from Dante really what he learned from doing work like this in the past and how he's brought that into his career. So welcome, Dante.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So back when, 5 years ago when we were talking, you were just coming out of high school. You talked a little bit about how perhaps procrastination was something that you had to overcome back then.
So now I want to get straight into the fact that you've recently graduated from high school. What challenges did you have to overcome? Was this easy for you, or did you have some challenges along the way?
Well, I had two major challenges. One was obviously having a condition that's uncontrollable, and one of the big challenges was procrastination. Okay. I did that a lot. I was always procrastinating till the day of when I had to turn an assignment. Always before school, I'll be hurry up and trying to do homework. I was late on almost every assignment through high school.
Right. Can you tell me a little bit about what kind of skills you learned from the program back then and how it's kind of transformed into your career now?
Yeah, of course. So, like you mentioned, like back then I had some big procrastination problems. You know, that was just me. But, you know, like we're all human. You know what I mean? I still find myself procrastinating now. But, you know, from realizing it back then, I was able to apply it, you know, and then pretty much just counter it and stop procrastinating so much. So that's pretty much what I learned is stop procrastinating just to get things done. And you you could accomplish a lot by not procrastinating, because when you do procrastinate, like it could go on forever. You know what I mean? You could procrastinate till, you know, the day you die. But I mean, so it's just, you need a sense of, so it taught me a sense of urgency. You know what I mean? You need a sense of urgency to do things. And then through that, I learned how to pretty much live intentionally. You know what I mean? So you have to live with you have to live your life intentionally. Like you got to know when you're going to do things, exactly what time you're going to do it. Because if you don't, like example, I could tell myself, oh, tomorrow I'm going to go to the gym. You know what I mean? I don't have a time in my head. So I have no idea when I go. So then I'll wake up and I'm like, okay, I'll just go later on. I'll go in the evening, and then the evening will turn into, you know, the night. And then boom. And then tomorrow, you know, so it just taught me a sense of urgency, and then just to live my life with more intentions. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, so, and I watched you after high school, you took some of these skills and you got a career as a traffic commissioner. Is that right?
Yes.
And so, then yeah. Mm-hmm. Explain a little bit about how you landed that job, and then where you might mm-hmm. be now.
Yeah. So I was taught, I was taught about connections when I was younger, and actually the way I became traffic commissioner also had a lot to do with, you know, Teen Truth Live, the article I wrote, and also the article that you published in the magazine. I knew by doing all that, and with the Difference Maker Award I got back in 2010, I got an award from the city as well. And then, yeah, because to be a traffic commissioner, you have to get appointed by a councilman. And that same councilman that appointed me 2 years ago was actually a part of giving me an award that pretty much started with writing that article for Teen Truth Live and also Teen Performance Magazine.
Wow.
So that was way back then. And then now, what, 10 years, you know, like 10 years later, I kept in contact with that councilman. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't a councilman back in the day. He was on the school board. So, but I kept in contact with him. And then, you know, all these years later, he asked me if I ever thought of being a commissioner. You know what I mean? And then he trusted me with that position because, we kept in touch for all that time. You know what I mean? So we kind of built like a friendship and built this trust, you know? So yeah. Built that. So pretty much it all started way back then. And like I said, like Teen Performance Magazine had a big part of that. I mean, obviously that's where it all started, you know?
Right.
So, and then, you know, all these years later, you know, with the connections and everything, he asked me, you know, and then, he appointed me as his commissioner. And that's actually how I was able to be in office.
That's incredible. So all the people we meet along the way, they're so mm-hmm. important, aren't they, for our future?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You're really good at building those relationships because you kept in touch with me along the way,
mm-hmm.
always checking in, you know, how's it going, anything I can do to help. So that's a skill, right?
Yeah, it's important.
It is. And that's how you got that incredible position. That's excellent. I love seeing the picture of you. And then, so from there, where are you now? What kinds of things are you doing now? And what skills have you taken into your career?
Yeah. Yeah. So, now, I mean, like I said, like we had that video, I remember I mentioned me starting had a little startup side hustle with the hot dog cart and all that stuff right out of high school. Right now I'm actually digging into a different, venture, and because I've always been entrepreneurial minded, so right now I'm digging a venture with importing goods overseas.
Okay.
So yeah, so that's actually what I'm doing now. And you know, I've been this minded ever since high school, and after seeing you and everything you do with Achievement 360, you know, it just that also taught me just a mindset, you know. That's pretty much about it right now. Other than that, I do a lot of government work. So right now I work with the city, but now I work with the county as well.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing now. So I'm doing some government work, and then outside of that, that's where I'm doing my thing with the importing goods and all that, you know, and then just doing that until, you know, as long as I have to,
you know. Yeah, absolutely. Well, everything you're doing, it all came from the skills that you were learning and building upon. So it's mm-hmm. been fun to see what you've been up to along the yep. years. And I mm-hmm. wanted to check back in because it's so important for other people watching that might be thinking about implementing a program and does this really impact kids? And yep. I have really seen it impact some of the leaders that really stepped up to help out. All of you have done incredible things. So that's why I wanted to kind of have a follow-up with, you know, where are these leaders now that have been a part of our programs in the past and to help the next generation of kids who come on board and they might be looking at starting this and you're a great testament to the kids that get on board, that there's really an incredible path that you can take and have anything you want if you really set your mind to it. Do you agree?
Right. I agree 100%.
Absolutely. Do you have any final words that you want to share with any young person or a teacher that might be looking at this and think, you know, do they want to incorporate a program? What words would you say to someone that's just starting out?
What's really important is just, you just got to, you know, live out what you want to do. You know what I mean? You can't, I mean, I, growing up, I always was taught to, you know, you have to do this way. You have to do that way. You know what I mean? Just growing up, you know, be yourself, do the things you want to do. You know, do the things that make you happy. You know what I mean? Because everything others want you to be, you know what I mean? You know, it's not always you, you know what I mean? So just be authentic, be you, and do the things you want to do, and be happy. You know what I mean? Be happy.
Be self-aware, know what you want.
Self-aware, exactly.
Yeah, very important. Well, Dante, I want to thank you for your time and for reappearing with us 5 years later, and we'll keep cheering you on, and we're always here to support whatever direction you're taking. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. I'm excited for the cognitive track coming up as we're nearing the end of the social and emotional learning competencies. Stay tuned for the last SEL competency, which is mindset, and moving into the next track of learning. Thanks for listening. Right now, we are reaching 16 countries, all from organic sharing on social media, no paid advertising. Please do send me a message with your thoughts on these episodes, what you like, what you'd like to see, so I can keep improving as we move forward. You can find me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. See you next time.
Enjoying the Neuroscience Meets Social and Emotional Learning podcast, please don't forget to subscribe so you'll stay up to date with our new episode. While you're there, please feel free to give us a review or a 5-star rating as it helps others find us. For more information on our programs, books and tools for schools and the workplace, visit us at www.achieveit360.com.